The Nugget season starts tonight. Scene of the crime back in Phoenix where they got broomed in four straight by the Suns in round two. Matt Moore, one of our Nugget insiders, will be with us during the course of the season. Joins us now as we kick off a season that has high expectations, but some really intriguing storylines early on. We were just talking about Michael Porter Jr. and where we think the leap is for him this year, what that leap looks like. What does it look like for you?
I think it means being able to control the game when he's not with Jokic. I think it means being able, it's scoring increases. It's the things that he does so well, but getting that to be more consistent, not having the dips that he had last year. And I think the biggest thing is being better at playing 5-on-5. He's always been an incredible 1-on-1 player. He's an amazing collection of individual talent, but he struggled at times, even in this preseason, of how to play within the system and alongside other guys. He's going to have to figure that out because the bench is going to need him a lot this season. He's going to have a huge opportunity to make a leap into real stardom, but he's going to have to be able to create stuff on his own, and that means not having a stronger handle, and that means, you know, being ready when teams are throwing their defensive coverages specifically geared towards him a lot more, like we saw in the playoffs last year.
All right, so spin it over to Aaron Gordon. And what do you see for Gordon as far as he, you know, assimilating into this offense and feeling more a part of it? It felt like a little disjointed last year after they traded for him.
Yeah, he was just kind of stuck in. When you don't have any sort of practice time, it turns out it's hard to get a guy integrated. He's had a full, you know, training camp and preseason, so there's more stuff that they've worked into the playbook for him. A lot of it, though, is going to depend on Gordon in terms of his scoring. His efficiency has always been up and down. And we saw some of the same troubles at the rim and from three-point range. Now, I'll say, to me, the three-point shot itself does look cleaner. He worked a lot on it. He's in great physical shape. He'll bring a lot more there. But the degree to which the team needs him defensively is huge. Like, they're just a very compromised team defensively. And they're going to need him to be absolutely great every single night. He's going to have to bring that. But at the same time, you just paid him $100 million. You need him to also get points, to get buckets here and there as well. I think we'll see, you know, some of what we saw last year in terms of the cuts and things like that. He'll get more opportunities on ball. That's where I have questions about if he's going to be able to make the most of it. But the opportunity is there for Gordon.
Follow Matt Moore on Twitter at HP Basketball, our Nuggets insiders. We get set for the season opener tonight. This backcourt without Jamal Murray through the first part of the season, how do the pieces fit? And where does Bones Highland fit in all of this after being the talk of the preseason?
They're going to start Monte Morris. Malone went ahead and confirmed that. That's going to be the where they're starting from. That makes sense. He's been with the team the longest. He's, you know, the most established guard that they have. My personal opinion is that by midseason, I think Morris is probably back on the bench, not because Morris isn't starter caliber, but I think they're going to need him on the bench to get things organized and have that second unit run. It's going to be a little bit dicey here. You know, getting PJ Dozier back for them is a big deal. He looks very good on ball. Now, he plays small forward a lot for the Nuggets, but he also plays two guard and he plays point guard. Highland, I think, is the revelation here in terms of he is a point guard who showed better passing skills than expected in summer league and in preseason, and he's absolutely a guy that can get his own shot. The Nuggets are pretty short on that outside of the starting five. They need guys that can create their own shot. He's a great scorer at all three levels. He's got a lot of confidence. The team loves him. The players love him. Coaches love him. Everybody loves Bones. I think Bones Highland is going to get a lot more minutes than anyone expected on draft night.
All right, real quick, Matt. Bottom line, the expectations for this season for you. Western Conference Finals or bust? Less? More? What?
Title. That's it. Title.
Title.
Yeah, Jim, I've never been on if you asked me when I came here in 2012, if I would ever predict the Nuggets title, I would have told you, no, come on. I never expected it to, even 2016. Now this is a title contending team when Murray gets back. Murray's coming off the injury, sure, but I expect Jamal Murray to have one of the best returns from injury we've ever seen. He's built for this kind of a challenge. They have the pieces and are so well built for postseason play I think it is reasonable to expect to contend for a title. That should be, that is a reasonable goal. Like, they are a championship contending team. When Murray gets back, they're going to skate until he gets back. They'll build through the regular season, beating up bad teams. And then I expect them to be one of the teams you do not want to face when the playoffs come around, and for them to be a serious challenger for the NBA title this season.
Wow. All right.
All right.
I'm going to go NBA finals or bust from Matt Moore. All right, Matt. I like it. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Matt Moore, our Nuggets insider.
NBA finals or bust. I know this is a old, I just, when he said.
Wow. I was like,
when I just said
that. I mean, I'm Western Conference finals or bust, but, I wasn't prepared to go NBA finals or bust, but well.
Okay. When I said that, when I repeated what he said and said NBA finals or bust, it had this rhythm to it. It was like, it was Wizard of Oz-esque. NBA finals or bust. Oh my. NBA finals or bust. Oh my. It's just walking down the yellow brick road.
The Emerald City.
On the yellow brick road.
The NBA Finals.
On the yellow brick road. On the yellow brick road.